the rest of the story. When Bob looked up, saw his employer headed straight toward him, Bob knew it meant trouble. He knew he was to be fired. His restaurant job had been too good to be true from the start. For 7 years prior to landing it, prospective employers had been cutting interviews short, slamming doors in his face. But the restaurant manager at Nordstrom's had overlooked Bob's handicap. And had hired him as a busboy and had promoted him to dishwasher and eventually to food preparer and even to cashier. Working in the restaurant had not always been easy. There was constant embarrassment. Bob often overheard customers make disparaging remarks relating to his problem, but he had been so grateful for the job that Bob now hated with all of his heart the thought of losing it. His employer looked him in the eye and said, "Maybe you've guessed what I wanted to discuss with you." And Bob indeed agreed he had, but he had guessed wrong. He'd guessed wrong. Bob was being offered another promotion, this time a position in one of the company's corporate offices. But wait a minute, there's a catch. Bob's handicap had been tolerable in the past capacities, but at the corporate level, it would be utterly unacceptable. Something would have to be done about it. Bob must seek professional help. He must somehow overcome his stuttering. For it was a solitary yet significant speech impediment, an incessant slip of the tongue that had discouraged prospective employers in the past, that had made any responsibility requiring communication all but unfulfillable. Now it was going to be different. Because it had to be. It just had to be. Bob wanted more out of life and a career, and the only way he was ever going to get it would be to correct the lifelong stuttering, the lifelong stammer, which had been holding him back. Bob had never dreamed of having a corporate job, but now one was being handed to him, so the choice was his. Yet the price of success was also his to pay. The Nordstrom company was even offering to finance Bob's speech therapy. But he must accept the challenge. He must make the effort all by himself. Well, he did. A patient and talented therapist was located. Together, the two launched an attack on Bob's speech impediment. It took 18 months, but by the end of that time, Bob had almost completely conquered the stuttering that had plagued him for more than 40 years. And as promised, Bob was then promoted to the position he holds today, Corporate Health and Sanitation Director for all of Nordstrom's 45 restaurants. But Bob's is more than a success story. It is it's a successes story. For this recent triumph, of which you have just learned, is Bob's second climb to the top. You see, sports enthusiasts know Bob Love, fourth-round draft choice out of Southern University into the NBA in 1966, scoring leader for 7 consecutive seasons of his 9 with the Chicago Bulls, all-offensive team, all-defensive team, 4-star NBA all-star. Basketball buffs know well this superlative athlete. But now you've met the other Bob Love, for whom there was no life after basketball because of a slip of the tongue. Until, with the same courage he demonstrated in his athletic career, he triumphed over that obstacle also. Now you know the rest of the story.